the winning song.
Log Talk Radio.
And a very pleasant good evening to you, and welcome to another very special edition of Mason and Guests, heard on Voice of Barbados 92.9 FM. You can call us at 4241790. You can send us a WhatsApp at 253-4679 or an email at cricketmason@yahoo.com. Mason and Guests is brought in association with our very good friends at Barbados Lottery, promoting youth, sport, and culture.
They were hungry, you know, they were willing to learn. The youngsters, they worked really hard.
Coming!
And, you know, there was a lot of teaching, so therefore there was a lot of learning as well. So I just thought that the boys, you know, they came together and played some good cricket.
Mm-hmm. And some solid performances, young Joshua De Silva. Hope to have him on the line a little later on. He got a century. Very solid player. I would have seen him here play for Trinidad and Tobago last year, 310 runs, averaging 44. And, of course, Justin Graves, who tailed off towards the end, but he was an important cog in your wheel. And when you look at Cato, good player, Sinclair, good all-rounder. But when you look at the bowling now, you have Sinclair doing very, very well, picking up, 13 wickets. Keon Harden for Barbados, top of the stack with 18. And you also had Ned picking up 11, so good all-round performances.
Yes, good bowling unit. I thought the bowling unit did very well in the tournament. You know, Andrew, I always say that bowling, a good bowling unit will win you tournaments. Mm-hmm. Batting will win you cricket games, but good bowling unit will always bring you tournaments. And I thought that the bowling partnership, a lot of times the guys really stuck to the team plan.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them will participate into the team meeting, so they had some good plans as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that we build pressure, we took wickets early, especially Harden, the new ball.
Yes, yes.
You know, he got
how good is Harden?
Sorry?
How good is Harden in your view?
Harden is a very good talent. Mm-hmm. He has good pace. You know, what he needs to work on is just grouping a bit more balls.
Okay, I see.
Mm-hmm. But he has wicket taking deliveries, and he delivered for us every game. But again, that early wicket, that mm-hmm. close early breakthrough that we wanted in order to put pressure on the opposing team.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the other bowlers as well, Drakes and Levy, they play their part. They bowl very well as well. In terms of bowling, you have to build pressure from both areas and bowling mm-hmm. partnerships. And our spinners was the bomb. You know, they did well. I thought Ryan Austin did well in coaching the spinners throughout mm-hmm. the practice sessions and throughout the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
All in all, the coaching staff and the management team, they did a great job in molding the fellas and teaching them not only about cricket, but life outside of cricket and the disciplines off the field which you have to take onto the field.
Mm-hmm. And that was important. And the leadership of Carrera, how did he go as a captain?
Yeah, he's good. He's
mm-hmm.
good. But I thought that
mm-hmm.
The senior players in the side, Justin and Don
right. Patrick, helped him a lot.
And the guys came together on the field and made some good decisions. It was just Carrera was good as a captain, but what I like about the team is that we came together on the park and made some good decisions. When we get put under pressure, you can see guys coming together,
mm-hmm.
having the conversations, and then, you know, making good decisions.
Mm-hmm. Well, take me through the semifinals against Barbados and then the finals. Barbados would have done very well in Zone A. They played in St. Kitts. Tumbled for what? 119. What a performance.
Yes, the guys were up for it that game.
Right.
Especially after we didn't have a good game against Trinidad.
Right.
We got bowled up for 78. But people were thinking that, you know, oh, these guys are tailoring off. But I explained to them and said, you know, in tournaments like these as a young team, you might have bad games like that. So all four, we refocused, we regrouped, and we came to play at semifinals. Very, very tough. We knew Barbados would want to come hard at us.
Mm-hmm.
And the nature of the pitches in Trinidad was slow.
Mm-hmm.
And they were coming over from St. Kitts where they had some good pitches to bat on.
Right.
So obviously, you know, they're going to come with the intent to score, and the hands would be hard at the ball and stuff like that. So we always knew that we were in for a chance, especially if we bowled first.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't accustomed.
Good toss to win, huh? Yeah. Good toss to win.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't accustomed to the conditions.
No. I'll tell you something. You know, I like to see a positive cricket attack in cricket. And for me, The move was when Carrera actually put in a silly point to Captain Carter, went back, caught the line, and he kept it in for Graves. Graves on the back foot, got leg before. Mirrors, got leg before. And I thought that that was the kind of thing that I was quite happy with. You know, for a long time, I believe that sometimes our captains are instinctively defensive. And I think the fact that you had a captain who was prepared to attack at certain times strategically, I thought was important. I thought he actually captained the side well.
Yes, he did. He did. And, you know, we had good discussions at the team meeting the night before and all those things we discussed in terms of, you know, putting pressure on certain batsmen. Obviously, when you have certain players in the team, I believe in outing.
Right.
You know, the best players in the side team. These players that can take it really.
Right. Carter can be matched.
You try to get them.
Yeah, Mirrors as well, yeah.
To put the pressure on the rest of the batting.
Right. Yeah. Doctor?
Well, Floyd, I suspect that this team was one of the last teams to be constituted because you would have needed to have players who weren't picked for other franchises in order to compose your team. Isn't that correct?
Yes.
So what does this victory really say about 50 over cricket in the West Indies? Does it say that a good team can win? Because these are lesser known players, and we could say that possibly we couldn't get any of them transitioning directly into the senior team, or is it that cricket is just a young man's game?
That's a tough question.
Yeah, it is a tough question, because when you look at the final outcome, you look at what happened last year, and it's a similar type of thing where players that you wouldn't think would make a side come together, they don't know each other that well, and yet they play together as a team and they can win, but we have teams with lots of players with experience and who are well known and who have flourished for years but may not have done well at the international level, but yet those teams can't make it. Another point that you made is that you come from one venue like St. Kitts where the wickets are faster, and yet we have so many of our finals for cricket West Indies shorter version cricket in Trinidad, and I think we really have to ask ourselves, is this the best thing for the development of cricket in the West Indies if we can't do something to make pitches in Trinidad a little more of the standard of that you would expect for white ball cricket? You know, I know that some of the commentators said they couldn't blame the pitch, and certainly Barbados had a bad day, and you had a bad day as well against Trinidad earlier. But I think that the services really need to be worked on. But tell us about, if you were to look at the best batsmen or the best bowlers in your side, who do you think can make that leap in a year or two?
Another tough question.
To answer your question, firstly, it comes to be about the CCC winning last year and then the emerging players coming together. I think it all comes down to leadership, how you manage the young men and the type of the values and your philosophy as a coach. And obviously getting the management team to buy into your philosophy, and then you put it forward to the players. And once the players buy into that, and it's about teaching the players how to be professionals and, you know, how to be elite athletes. That's very important as well. You know, we had many conversations with the young players. Obviously, we didn't have any time to practice at all before the tournament. So the conversations that we had were very good. Obviously, teaching them the importance of being an athlete off the field, which they take onto the field. That's very important. The things you do off the field, you take it onto the field. So, the conversations were had, and we just, you know, it's about guys gelling well together, because obviously you had players from around the Caribbean coming, meeting each other for the first time. Some of the guys played with and against each other before, but it's about getting the boys to gel together and making them believe. And that's the most important thing to me, making them believe that they can win cricket games. Because I believe winning is part of development, a very important part of their development as well.
Well, Floyd, you want to look at not that the two of the things can be compared and contrasted, but the stint as the acting coach, and now the second time being a coach of a team that's put together for a short time. When during the test match against Australia and Pakistan, AB de Villiers was making the point when looking at some of the deficiencies of some of the Pakistani batsmen that after he found that after a certain age that the errors and technical problems of batsmen, it was difficult to change them. What are your views on being able to influence players as a coach beyond the late 20s or even 30? Is it easier with the younger players, or do you think that older players can adapt and develop in order to remain relevant in the game?
It's easier for younger players to make change, but older players can adapt as well. You have players, some of the best players in the world that make changes in the game, you know, make small, subtle changes that can make a big difference. So I think if we look at the big picture, I try to make all these big technical changes when there's just a simple things that's needed to be done in order to correct some of the flaws that some of the boys are having. So as a youngster, it's probably easier to make, you know, wholesale changes to a batter or a bowler. But as you get older, then it's just, you know, these subtle changes that as an older player that you want to make. Especially now when you get older, you're supposed to know your game and you're supposed to know, you know, how you want to play, your style of play. So it's obviously playing to your strengths. When you get to that level, understanding your game and playing to your strengths and working out things as an international player. So obviously, you know, the technology is so good that, you know, the cameras are on you every minute, so guys will work out your technical flaws, but it's up to you now to go to the next and try to improve.
I'll just end with a statement that when we look at individuals like Sarwan, Jimmy Adams, Sherwin Campbell, we see players with an average downward trajectory over the last few years, and it would suggest that players of standard and of significance within the region have been unable to adapt over time. That's a statement, not a question.
It's for something for you to come. All right. Well, I don't know if Jeffrey is going to be making any statements, or he wouldn't ask me any questions, but it's always good to hear from Jeffrey Dujon, our good friend from the land of wood and water. Hello, Jeffrey. How are you?
Hey, Andrew. Not too bad.
How is good old King? How is good? Good to be home. You were away for a long time, Jeffrey.
Yes. not very much of it was good.
I can imagine. All right. Good to hear you, Jeffrey. I know you were busy. I understand you're a big Christmas man, getting all those gifts together. But we'll speak about that some other time, Jeffrey. How was Trinidad and Tobago in terms of the cricket? Were you happy with the standard, Jeffrey?
Oh, no, Andrew, absolutely not.
Oh, dear.
You know, it was more of the same old, you know, mediocre scores on what turned out to be some pretty good wickets. And too many batsmen with obvious talent just giving their hands away, you know. I didn't see any sort of improvement. I mean, the highlight for me was the performance of the emerging players, to be quite honest.
All right. What did you like about the emerging players?
Well, I thought that they played sensibly. Mm-hmm. They played with a lot of fight. You know, they were well organized. And, you know, I think they played what I call the important parts of the game. I thought they played them very well. They didn't panic, you know, or anything like that. They had a couple of bad games, but I think in the main they played some of the best cricket.
Jeffrey, were you surprised that they won?
I think everybody was, to be honest. when you look at it, I mean, you know, Trinidad and Tobago playing at home,
right?
A strong team to start with. And you know, they were found wanting, you know, at the end when they when they when